The Reformation had its political element to it, but it was primarily a rebellion of the church, widespread theological differences.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. And with us today is Pastor Joe Jackowitz, the president of First Love Ministries and the pastor of Christ Bible Church in Pleasanton, California.
Now, as many children throughout the world prepare to dress up in various costumes and canvass their neighborhoods for treats on Halloween, an important event in history occurred on that same day that celebrated on October 31st. It's known as Reformation Day. Pastor Joe, could you give a brief explanation of what is meant by the Reformation?
Well, the Protestant Reformation was a widespread, basically, theological revolt in Europe against the abuses and totalitarian control of the Roman Catholic Church. The Reformation had its political element to it, but it was primarily a rebellion of the church, widespread theological differences from all the European countries against the Roman Catholic Church. Reformers such as Martin Luther in Germany and Ulrich Zwingli in Switzerland and John Calvin in France protested various unbiblical practices of the Catholic Church and promoted and had a clarion call to return to sound biblical doctrine and reject the major teachings and practices and traditions of the Roman Catholic Church, which held people down in guilt and in ignorance and in blindness. And the precipitating event of the Protestant Reformation is generally considered to be Luther's posting of his 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church on October 31st, 1517. And there were 95 questions, 95 condemnations that Luther wrote in those theses that challenged the church. Originally, Luther only wanted to stimulate debate that would lead to reforming the church. He didn't want to leave the church. Luther didn't realize what the outcome would be and the backlash of the church leaders based on his posting of the 95 theses on that church door. Word from the theses that Luther posted and the complaints and the condemnations and the calling out of Luther of the Pope himself and the cardinals and the bishops in particular, word of all that spread like wildfire throughout Europe, and it ignited the Reformation. And at the heart of the Protestant Reformation lay four basic questions. Number one, how is a person saved? By grace alone or by good deeds? Number two, where does religious authority lie? Does it lie in the Pope or in the Lord Jesus Christ alone as he has delegated in the Holy Scriptures? The Scriptures being the ultimate authority of faith and practice for us as Christians. Number three, what is the church? Is the church defined by Rome and Roman Catholic leaders, or is it defined by the Bible? Is the church the fellowship of believers joined together in a local body, or is the church defined by the Pope as a theological institution based in Rome? The fourth question is, what is the essence of Christian living? How do we live Christian lives? Do we live Christian lives by donating our money and giving money to the Roman Catholic Church in the hope that we can buy ourselves out of purgatory or buy our dead ancestors out of purgatory? Or is Christian living performed by the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to live holy lives and to fulfill these commands that God gives true believers to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves? Well, in answering these questions, the Reformers developed what will be known as the five solas, sola being the Latin word for alone. And these five essential points of biblical doctrine clearly separated the Protestant Reformation from Roman Catholicism. These five solas were the criteria for people to judge whether Rome was right or Rome was wrong, and Luther in his teachings was right or wrong. Luther based these five solas on the teachings of the Scripture, and so the Reformers resisted the demands placed on them to recant these doctrines, even to the point of death. Many were martyred by the Roman Catholic Church, pastors and believers.
Now, Pastor Joe, you mentioned these five solas, which means sola means alone. Could you explain what you mean by these five solas?
Well, these are five essential points of Bible doctrine. The first sola is sola scriptura, meaning scripture alone. And this means that the Bible alone is the sole authority for all matters of faith and practice in the Christian life. The Bible alone is the criteria and the standard in which we decide all disputes about teaching and doctrine, what is true, what is false. The Bible answers also many other questions and controversies about how we live our Christian lives, how we relate to people. Scripture and scripture alone is the standard by which all teachings and traditions of the church must be measured. As Martin Luther very eloquently stated when told to recant his teachings, he said, quote, "Unless I am convinced by scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of the popes and councils, for they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me. Amen." Unquote.
Although October 31st is celebrated throughout the world as Halloween, yet in the Protestant faith, it's Reformation Day. And Pastor Joe Jackowitz has taken us through the heart of these beliefs as described in the five solas.
Yes, and we'll return to our visit with Pastor Joe Jackowitz, in just a moment. So don't go away. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word, and Bobby is spelled BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, tweet us on Twitter, or listen to our program on Pandora. So now, let's return to our visit with Pastor Joe Jackowitz and our talk about the Reformation as he continues describing the five solas.
The second one is sola gratia, which is salvation by grace alone. This means that salvation is proof of God's undeserved favor, his unmerited favor, as the basis of salvation. Salvation is by grace alone. Grace means unmerited favor or undeserved favor. Grace implies strongly that salvation comes from God to us, and we do not add anything to it. We are rescued from God's wrath by his grace alone, not by any work we do, not by any good deed we do. God's blessing in Christ, God's salvation in Christ, is the sole efficient cause of salvation. The only reason why we're saved is because of the grace of God applied to us based on Christ's atoning death on the cross. And this grace is the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who brings us to Christ by releasing us from our bondage to sin, by breaking the chains of sin, and raising us from spiritual death by his resurrection power to spiritual life. And so, sola gratia is salvation by grace alone.
So put quite simply, like it says in the Bible, it's a gift. Salvation is simply a gift from God.
Yes, you just mentioned the best definition of grace in the Bible. It's a one-word definition, gift.
Yes.
And a gift you do not earn, a gift you cannot earn at all. It is given freely by the giver. Probably Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 is the second most famous passage in the Bible next to John 3, 16, which says, "For by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So number three is sola fide, salvation by faith alone. This means that we are justified by faith in Christ alone, not by the works of the law, as we read in Galatians and Romans. It is by faith in Christ that his righteousness is credited to our account, that Christ's righteousness is imputed to us as the only possible satisfaction of God's perfect standard. God requires perfect righteousness on our part to enter heaven. God requires perfect obedience to all of his laws in the Bible. None of us have obeyed perfectly. All of us have fallen short of God's standard, and none of us can possibly receive perfect righteousness because we're sinful. So these two requirements, perfect righteousness and perfect obedience to the law, must be applied to us, must be given to us as a gift that is by grace through our Lord Jesus's death on the cross. And so we are saved by faith alone in the atoning, finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Number four is solus Christus. Guess what that means, Bobby?
Well, it has to do with Christ, doesn't it?
Yes, very good. In Christ alone. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone. No one and nothing else can save us. As the Bible says, Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And so Jesus' substitutionary death on the cross is sufficient for our justification and reconciliation to God the Father. The gospel has been preached. If Christ's redemption is not declared in that gospel, that good news of salvation, and if faith in his resurrection is not called for, then it is not a salvation rooted in Christ alone. And lastly, sola Deo gloria, the fifth sola, means for the glory of God alone. That is, salvation is of God and has been accomplished by God for his glory alone. As Christians, we must magnify him always and live our lives in his presence, under his authority, and for his glory alone. So these five important doctrines are the reason for the Protestant Reformation. God's Spirit had stirred up Martin Luther and ultimately many others to draw a line between them and Rome and say, enough is enough. We can't take this heresy anymore. We must clearly identify the true doctrines of salvation, the true reason why believers go to heaven. And these doctrines are at the heart of the Reformers' call for the church to return to biblical teaching and leave the heresies of Rome behind them from 1,000 years. The five solas are just as important today, however, in evaluating a church and its teachings and a pastor's teachings as they were in the 16th century.
Important lessons for us all as we look at the Reformation and its influences on us today, as underscored by the five solas. And we'll continue our look at the Reformation on our next program with Bible teacher Pastor Joe Jackowitz, highlighting Martin Luther and how God used him to spark the Reformation. So be sure to join us then and invite others to tune in as well.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast. It's free on this platform or any of the others, like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify.
Also, if you've missed a program or would like to hear the current one once again, or invite others to listen, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word, and Bobby spelt with an I, .com. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.com. This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.